News Talk 590 KUGN here at 7:18. What day is today? Today is Thursday. Tech Talk Thursday. Mark's over there on that. Guess what? This mic works too, Mark.
Awesome.
How about it? Hey, we got something that's huge happening, yeah, guys? Oh, sorry. Mark Sayer with Technology Association of Oregon. Welcome to KUGN.
Thanks, Dennis. Great to be here.
Absolutely. Thanks for getting up early. What's cooking here? This is something exciting.
So it's a big day in Eugene. Actually, the biggest day as it relates to the growing tech industry here. Later this afternoon, over 50 tech and tech-enabled companies are going to open their doors to the public, to students, to sort of the tech curious. And everyone's going to convene down in Kesey Square. There's going to be some words from the mayor.
Now, that's where registration happens,
yeah,
right?
People are checking in there. And then you get your wristband. You get your map of the downtown tech scene. And then you're on your way. So it's a self-guided tour throughout Eugene to some of the biggest names in tech locally.
Big advantage of this event for students, people looking for work, obviously. Connections, right?
Yeah, so I mean, it's an event designed to make the local tech sector more accessible. And so there are over 4,000 people already employed in the local tech sector. Right now, the average wage is around $74,000 a year. So these are high-paying local jobs. There are 234 current job openings we just counted. So lots of opportunity for people who are looking, or, you know, if you're just curious about what's happening in the local tech scene, it's a really great night for you.
Now this accessibility, it doesn't happen all the time.
It's so once a year.
Right, exactly.
Once a year.
So this is a pretty special deal.
Yeah. So I got a joke for you, though.
Yes, sir.
All right. What do you get? This is a nerdy joke. What do you get when you cross an Arkimoto, an MGO, and an UBCO?
I don't know. What do you get?
You get the Eugene Tech Tour, man.
Hey, did your brain go somewhere else? I know yours did.
Yeah.
There were so many goes there. Yeah, my brain definitely went.
That's my dad joke tendencies there. But yeah, all of those electric vehicles, three really cool in their own right, a motorcycle with the UBCO, mm-hmm. which is also, Eugene is the home for that company. And then also the MGO from LTD. Those are those hot new shuttles.
Right.
And then, of course, the Arkimoto.
Which are, they're beyond amazing to ride, aren't they?
Are you going to have your Arkimoto in Kesey Square at 4 o'clock so that we can all check it out?
There's actually going to be three Arkimotos. So these are the brand new Evergreen editions.
Nice.
Street legal. They just came off the manufacturing plant here in Eugene. And so if you want a first look at what the future is going to be, 4 o'clock, Kesey Square.
Accentuate the F as in fun utility vehicle.
Totally
right?
Lives up to that name.
Oh, there's no. See, we're smiling. We're sitting there talking about it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So 4 o'clock is registration.
Yeah, you just check in at 4 o'clock. We're going to have live music there. There's going to be, as I mentioned, three different electric vehicle companies right there in Kesey Square while things get warmed up. And the mayor's going to say just a couple words. Mm-hmm. And then, oh, there's one more thing. We are going to do a tech community selfie. So this will be like one of the biggest selfies I think ever taken in Eugene. We've got
a
commercial drone pilot from FPW Media locally, and they're going to fly a drone up and look back on Kesey Square.
Nice.
Everyone's going to have their hands raised, and so it's just going to be a great shot in downtown.
Matt awesome. Sayer, Technology Association of Oregon, appreciate you coming in. Hey, have a great time today. Huh?
Thanks, Dennis. Really appreciate it.
It's Tech Talk Thursday here on News Talk 590 KUGN.